You're listening to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Back to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, it's Malia, and Carrie and I are going to be talking about creators and influencers today, how they are different, and the importance of knowing the difference so that you choose the right one for your project. So first, let's define what each title means. You've got creators and you've got influencers, sometimes called digital creators or content creators. And very simply put, a content creator, it's right there in their job title, is that they create content, graphics, photos, blog posts, videos. They'll create those and, you know, give them to you as the destination to use for your marketing strategy. And influencers are social media personalities who, again, it's in their job title, they influence their followers to do or buy something based on what they do or buy.
As a content creator and an influencer, I agree with Malia and the descriptions that she has given. One thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit is sometimes I see influencers trying to hide behind the word content creator because they are almost embarrassed to tell people that they have influence. And no matter how you view that or what your opinion is on that, if you have influence, it's okay to say that you are an influencer and you have influence because they are different. A content creator is different from an influencer. I'm curious, Malia, in your travel destination side of things, when do you use a content creator versus an influencer?
Yeah, that's a good question. And kind of to go on to your point before I answer the question is that I read something in a Sprout Social article where we will link that at the end of this, but it talked about how creators influence and influencers create, but the difference is in their intention. And I think as a destination marketing person that it's important, you know, like what are you wanting to accomplish with this? So are you wanting to reach a new niche in your, you know, in your marketing strategy? Is there like a niche out there that, you know, maybe it's not your followers, but you want to be your followers? For example, we have a craft beer trail. And of course, on Facebook, you know, our typical audience is women 35 to 54. And I can post things about our craft beer trail and it just crickets. Nothing. So I think using an influencer, you know, maybe a male millennial, you know, type to write a blog post, do some posts, things like that to kind of influence, you know, his followers that, hey, this is out there, that would be kind of a way where we would want to, you know, use an influencer. So it's, I mean, even though you want good content, you want good photos, you want, you know, good blog content, videos, things like that, it's more about getting that new audience aware of what you're doing. So,
and on my side, on the influencer and content creator side, as an influencer, when I go out, I'm representing a brand or a destination, and I'm showing people how to use that brand in our lives, in our family life. So we're on vacation somewhere, we're eating at the restaurants, we're exploring hikes, or we're sporting a product, a North Face jacket or, you know, sunscreen or something that has to do with our lifestyle. And so an influencer is selling their lifestyle. And as an influencer, you need to remember that if you're hired as an influencer by a destination, that is what they want. They want the people that you have a connection with and that value your opinion to see what you, what you value as a family and the things that you use, because oftentimes the hope is that they'll get a high return on investment and those people that are following you will come and they will go to that destination. They'll purchase that product.
Right. And I think it's good too, you know, like we watch you go out with your family and we see ourselves, you know, we're like, oh, hey, wait a minute. We could do this. We could go to this place. We could go on this hike. We could use this product. So I think that is an important role for an influencer is that, you know, that regular person, I use air quotes, y'all can't see me do that. but we see ourselves in that influencer and it makes it, I guess, it looks doable for us.
It's true. And when the influencer knows their niche and their audience, then they can speak to that. And for destinations, that's gold because they have the exact demographic and niche that they're trying to reach. Now, on the content creation side, maybe I'll talk about it first from my point of view, and then maybe Malia, you can tell us a little bit from your point of view. As a content creator, it's a little bit different. I don't necessarily have to go and put the content I create on my channel because as a content creator, right now I actually write articles for a destination marketing organization and I do not post those articles on my own content. They purchase them from me and I give them photos, the written article, and oftentimes I do reels for them and they take that content and they post it on their channels. So typically a content creator will supply brands with a piece of content about their destination or their products or services that they can continually use. They've purchased that and they can use it how they would like. So Malia, as a destination, how is that valuable for you, this content creator?
Yeah, and we've worked with content creators as well. And I think it helps us to see our destination in a different way, because I grew up in North Alabama and of course I've moved away and for a little while and came back, but I see our destination through my eyes of originally being from here. And so it's good to get someone else's point of view, you know, their eye on things and their, you know, the way they capture things. And sometimes you're just like, wow, I didn't even think about that. And I was at a dinner one time at the Space and Rocket Center, which is, I mean, it's known worldwide. Space Camp is there. I mean, we have a ton. Well, international visitors are starting to come back. And we were sitting there at this dinner table and we're under this huge rocket, the Apollo 5. And I was sitting there with people from other countries, other states. And of course, they were just overwhelmed. You know, I'm sitting here just eating my food, you know, and they're looking around and they really helped me see what I usually take for granted. In, you know, I drive by the Space and Rocket Center all the time. And so they kind of opened my eyes to see our destination in a different way. So I thought that was kind of cool. And that's what, you know, content creators can do for you, is to capture things that maybe you wouldn't see otherwise.
I love that. I see content creators as an individual who creates content that educates people or informs them, or like you said, opens their eyes to see things in a different way, versus an influencer who's somebody who wants to influence their following or their audience to do something specific.
Yeah. And with content creators too, you can, you know, if you've got a special project coming up, you're maybe trying to, you know, get an article in a magazine, you're working on a blog post, you're working on, you know, a professional video to put out there. They're fantastic because they give you high quality content that you can use that is just absolutely amazing that you don't have to go out and get. So,
well, and that brings me to another point about content creation versus influencing. When you're pitching brands, so from my point of view, when we're pitching to work with somebody, when you are a content creator, your media kit or your website should be all around your content, not your following. So, you know, have a simple website that showcases your photography, your videos, your reels, all of those things, a writing sample, those things that you're trying to sell. If you're a content creator and you don't have a big following, don't try to sell yourself as an influencer. Let the destination know or the brand know what it is that you have to offer them in a very clear, easy to scroll. You know, don't give them your Instagram and expect them to scroll and look, because that's a little bit time consuming. And then when you're an influencer, send them a great media kit. Tell them, talk about the influence that you have with your audience. Talk about if your audience, if they respond to you, if you get comments about them using the product or booking the destination. So you have to let the destination know what value you offer as either a content creator or an influencer. For me, sometimes I actually do both with different destinations or brands, and I touch on both of those in when I'm pitching them.
Yeah, and that's a good point, that if, you know, if you're really not an influencer, don't try to come across as being an influencer, because, you know, that's one thing as a destination is, you know, when you're trying to decide which one that you need, you know, you need to look at, of course, what you're trying to accomplish, like we said earlier. And so if you're wanting someone who has a huge following and you don't have that, then there's going to be a lot of tension there, and there's, you know, it's just not going to produce the kind of results, and there's, you know, it's just not going to be
uncomfortable.
Right. It's not going to be a good situation, and then it's going to lead to conflict, and, you know, some of us don't like conflict, and
I don't either. So. Yeah. So the question of which is better, I don't think one is better than the other. I think that one is maybe more needed for different outcomes than right. another. And the same destination may need one year, and then the next quarter or the next year, they may need more of the other. Yeah. So it's not necessarily better to be an influencer or a content creator, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I totally agree, because there's different, you know, you have different projects that you work on, and this project, you don't need an influencer. You just need content. And this project, you're, you know, like the craft beer example that I gave, you know, we need people who have a niche audience that we're trying to reach. And so that would be the way that we would go. So yeah, you could use, you know, one here, one there, and switch it up. So it just, again, it depends on what you want to accomplish. So you have to know that going into it.
And one example I have of working as both as an influencer and as a content creator is if somebody approaches you, a brand or something, or you reach out and you're going to work together, and maybe you look at their page on Instagram or Facebook, and you see that they actually, it's not that great. It doesn't really represent who they want you to be. And maybe you approach them and you offer to do some content creation prior to working with them as an influencer to help them get their account where it needs to be, so that when your followers do go over, that they're actually interested in the final product. So that's one way to merge influencer and content creator into one.
Yeah, that's really good. That's very helpful if you're if you can do both there. So that's cool. So speaking of being both a content creator and an influencer, I know that there are different rates and different fees based on which one. So what is your experience in charging for each area?
So as an influencer, pricing is based on followers and, more importantly, on engagement rates. So how many of your followers are engaging with your content? And that's what brands and destinations are really interested in, is that your audience, you're connected to them, and that they value what you have to offer. So the higher those numbers are, the more you're going to get paid. Now, word of warning, if you buy followers, that's going to just negatively affect you. Destinations typically and brands are learning to recognize that. So don't ever do that. As a content creator, pricing is based on projects. So whether it's a package of three photos, whether it's an article with a reel attached, it's based on that project and how much time and effort it takes you to do that. It has little to nothing to do with your followers or your engagement rate, because frankly, you're creating content for them to share elsewhere.
Okay. Those are good points. And that is a good point about the buying the followers. And it's kind of easy to tell if you've got a large number of followers and there's little
three comments,
right? There's little to no engagement, no likes, things like that. You can pretty much guarantee that a lot of those followers are bought. So we've picked up on that. So make sure that your content is all, you know, your followers are all above board, and it just benefits everyone.
And you may, for all of the influencers and content creators out there, you might need to take a step back and look at what it is you have to offer. What skills do you have? Do you fall more under the influencer threshold, or do you fall into the content creator area? And embrace that and use the skills that you have, because you can be successful in either. You don't need to be one or the other. You can use the skills that you have and be successful with working with brands.
Okay. Those are some good points. And I like how that you can do both, that you can offer both services to someone. So that's really cool. So to wrap up, here are some takeaways from the Sprout Social article we mentioned earlier. Working with a digital creator might be your best option when you need a professional, high-quality piece of content for your business. You want a creator's unique style to showcase your brand. You want to create a one-off project without hiring a contractor or freelancer on retainer. You need to supplement the content your in-house team can create.
So an easy way to remember what a content creator is when you're thinking of an influencer versus a content creator is a content creator is somebody who was there before the internet. They were creating art, they were creating photography, they're writing, they're doing all of those things. And that's one way that I look at it to help me keep the two separate.
I love that. Art, creating art before the internet. Yes, that is perfect. So working with an influencer might be your best option if you want to increase brand awareness or reach a new audience, you want to improve trust in your brand and resonate with your customers, or you want to reach a specific niche with a new product, feature, or launch.
Yeah, influencers, they really do show you your product or your destination in action, in real life. And that speaks a lot to people if they, like Malia said earlier in the broadcast, that when people see you doing it, all of a sudden they realize, oh, this is something I can do. When they see me not totally in shape, hiking up a mountain, all of a sudden they're inspired. They're like, hey, if she can do it, so can I. So there is power in an influencer.
Yes. And I'm sure that you are more in shape than you think you are. So
I hope so.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we want to continue the conversation about this hot topic and all things influencer creator marketing. To keep the discussion going and stay up to date on the latest content, follow Influencer Marketing for Destinations, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. We'd love to hear your thoughts and answer any questions.
Thanks for joining us today, and make sure to tune in next time for more tips and tricks on influencer marketing.
This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Haynes and Carrie Ward, and produced by Relic.